Chapter 9, Epilogue, Rap Party. Dave. Hey, man. Carcat. Holy fuck, Dave. Carcat. Are you in there somewhere, or have you merged into a grotesque half-human, half-snack creature? Dave. Nah, dude. This pile still has a gooey Strider center. Dave. 40% Dave solids minimum. Carcat. Shit! Can you even see where you're going? Come in before you drop it all over the floor. Dave. Thanks. Dave. Oh, crap. Now I'm sticky. Dave. Why the fuck did I think I could carry all of that without paying a terrible, terrible price? Dave. Typical that I'd turn up for a goddamn date with sugary residue all over my PJs. Carcat. One could argue that you shouldn't be wearing fucking PJs in the first place, since I know you have a Silidex full of Gandibald melting suits. Dave. You want me to dress up next time? You got it. Dave. Anyway, don't pretend you aren't salviating over this sweet haul of snacks. I can literally see you doing it. Dave. You couldn't give a fuck what I'm wearing. Dave. My eyes are up here, Carcat. Carcat. You brought my favourite snack. What did you expect? Carcat. Plus, I can't even see your eyes. Dipshit. 10 more romance points for you. Dave. Thanks, man. Now I feel special as fuck. Dave. Stupid cotton candy, it better be worth it. Carcat. Dave. Dave. Okay, totally worth it. Dave. Watching you eviscerate that fluffy pink shit like you're the apex predator in Candyland is just beautiful. Dave. Feel the sting of my razor fangs, you sugary bastard. Dave. Dave. Slow down, Carcat. Dave. You're gonna inhale that shit. And I don't know how troll bodies work, but I'm guessing cotton candy goes in the food sack and air goes in the breath hollows or whatever, and not the other way around. Carcat. Fuck you. Dave. Carcat. Dave. Dude, I warned you. Dave. I warned you about air, bro. Carcat. Shut up. Ugh. Carcat. I'm fine. Dave. We're a pair of smooth motherfuckers, huh? Carcat. Damn straight, Strider. Carcat. Carcat. The smoothest. Carcat. I'm going to throw up. Dave. What the fuck, Carcat? Dave. No, you're not. Just sit down and breathe, dumbass. Carcat. Ugh, why am I so terrible at this? Carcat. We literally do nothing but hang out all day every day like a bunch of conjoined idiots. But the second the word date gets thrown around, I end up making a complete ass muffin of myself. Dave. Dude, you've seen me make more elaborate Freudian slip-ups than a gay ice dancing team. Dave. This is literally nothing. Carcat. This was supposed to be special. Carcat. It wasn't supposed to involve me coughing my breathing apparatus out through my big stupid squawk gaper. Carcat. I swear, my class is the night of shoving my own bulge forcibly up my waist chute and thoroughly fucking myself over. Dave. I do not want to imagine the symbol for that one. Dave. Or think about what kind of grody planet you get. Dave. The land of chafing and regret, probably. Carcat. What you're doing is the opposite of helping. Dave. Anyway, you're not terrible at it. Dave. We're still bros, Carcat. Dave. The only difference is now I can stop pretending I'm not constantly staring at your ass. Dave. There, see? Dave. Now I got an excuse to rub your back in a gentlemanly fashion. Dave. It's all good. Carcat. Yeah, I guess it is. Carcat. Thanks. Dave. No problem. Dave. Solene threw Arantz to the ground roughly, her psionics pinning his hands and feet. He was powerless, defenseless, yet unafraid. If you're going to hide this kind of thing from me, Sol, don't pretend you're brave enough to actually use it, he growled. Arantz writhed as Solene began to tear at his clothes, pleasure and pain conjuring tendrils of fire in his stomach. Carcat. Will you stop that? Carcat. I get it, okay? All of this is fucking hilarious to you. Dave.
What? No.
Dave.
Shush, this is like my favorite part.
Carcat. Give me the goddamn husk top. Dave.
No.
Carcat. Yes. Dave.
No way.
Carcat. Hand it over. Dave. He braced himself for an onslaught of teeth and claws, for his kismises to take what she wanted without a second thought. Instead, Solene removed her glasses, and Arantz saw through her pitch pretensions instantly. There was nothing but pure red pity in her golden eyes. Carcat. Give it to me right now! Dave.
Wow, dude. Forward much.
Dave.
Take it down a gear. I didn't bring protection.
Carcat.
Fuck you!
Dave.
Jeez.
Dave.
Feeling needy today, huh?
Carcat.
Is this all some sort of joke to you?
Carcat.
Did you just fucking pretend to be interested in me so that you could torment me in new and more excruciating ways?
Dave.
What?
Dave.
No.
Dave.
Of course not.
Carcat.
Then stop being such a cosmic ass clown. I asked you to stop, goddammit.
Dave.
Whoa.
Dave.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Dave.
I was just messing around. I wasn't trying to upset you.
Carcat.
Well, stop.
Carcat.
I'm not in the mood to have my bold, witheringly awful attempts at prose mocked right now.
Dave.
I'm sorry.
Carcat. Dave. Dave.
Your writing isn't awful, Carcat. I would have noped out at chapter one if it was.
Dave.
I know you think everything you do is shit for some reason, but you gotta be proud of this after all the work you put into it.
Carcat.
I am, okay? I just don't need to hear it out loud in that stupid deadpan voice of yours.
Dave.
Maybe you could read it to me sometime instead.
Dave.
I wasn't kidding. It totally is my favourite part.
Carcat.
Of course it is. It's the main fucking sex scene.
Dave.
No, not that.
Dave.
Well, yes, that.
Dave.
But mostly the part when the main guy realizes that the person who likes him is just being an asshole because they don't really know how to act any other way.
Dave.
And maybe they've not really been clear on how they felt up till then, but now they're pretty sure.
Dave.
It's what gave it away.
Carcat.
Dave. That you understood what's going on with me, even though I'm shit at actually saying anything.
Dave.
And that I might have a shot.
Dave.
You know.
Dave.
With you.
Carcat.
Dave. If I can avoid doing a graceful backward swan dive into the Olympic-sized fuck-up pool for more than 5 minutes.
Dave.
Although I should probably just wear water wings 24/7, because when am I not in that goddamn pool?
Carcat.
You are pruny as fuck from being in that pool.
Carcat.
That was sort of the idea of the whole chapter, Dave. I wasn't exactly subtle. Carcat. I might as well have written, I like you too, even though you're kind of a fuck nugget sometimes, in giant letters on my forehead, and then headbutted you in the face.
Carcat.
Hardly a complex and elaborate courtship.
Dave.
Yeah, but I suck at subtle.
Dave.
I'm glad you know that.
Carcat.
Me too.
Carcat.
I don't know what we're doing, but it's nice.
Dave.
Dude, you are so adorable.
Carcat.
As if, Dave.
Carcat.
I'm Adora Bloodthirsty.
Dave.
Laughing my ass off. Whatever.
Dave.
Come here.
Carcat.
Carcat. I didn't give you permission to manhandle me, you know.
Dave.
Sorry.
Dave.
Totally not sorry.
Dave.
You're always so warm, dude. I could hug you all day in the gayest possible way.
Carcat.
You're not completely horrible to touch, I suppose.
Dave.
That's the spirit, man.
Dave.
You're gonna give me the vapors with sweet talk like that.
Dave.
You do realize you basically wrote me a 200-page instruction manual on how to get you off, right?
Carcat.
Oh my god.
Carcat.
What the ever-loving fuck is wrong with you?
Dave.
What?
Carcat.
Why did you have to say that?
Carcat.
I'm going to spontaneously combust right here on my fucking couch, just so I don't have to look at your stupid smug face.
Dave.
Dude.
Dave.
Stop with the facepalming. It's totally a good thing.
Carcat.
No, it fucking isn't. It's mortifying.
Dave.
Relax, man. It's great.
Dave.
I mean, it's a lot to live up to, because there's some hella invented shit in there. But I'm pretty lucky.
Dave.
Most boyfriends don't come with custom directions to the bone zone, other than insert tab A into slot B, and don't forget the lube.
Carcat.
You are so gross.
Carcat.
I'm trying to eat this stupid popcorn, and I don't need that mental image, thank you very much.
Carcat.
Carcat. Boyfriend?
Dave.
Shit.
Dave.
Dave. That is definitely not a word I said.
Dave.
Only a fucking idiot would say that on a first date.
Dave.
Nope, nobody said that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Carcat.
Dave.
Carcat.
Calm down.
Dave.
I'm chill as a motherfucking ice cube at the South Pole over here. Cooler than the gulfs of interstellar void surrounding this space rock.
Dave.
Definitely not freaking out. What's a woo?
Carcat.
Dave.
Carcat.
Dave. Okay.
Dave.
Believe me, I'm not complaining.
Dave.
But what was that for?
Carcat.
I like it, moron.
Carcat.
Boyfriend is sort of like the human version of matesprit, right?
Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Carcat. Then you are actively encouraged to call me that. In fact, I'm still your leader. It's an order.
Dave.
You have such a status kink. It's hilarious.
Carcat.
Shut up.
Dave.
Sir, yes, sir, Captain Boyfriend.
Dave.
So?
Dave.
You want to show me how much you like it some more?
Carcat.
So romantic.
Carcat.
How can I resist an invitation like that?
Dave.
Hey, man, it's your call.
Dave, I'ma keep babbling over here until you shut me up.
Dave, come on.
Dave,
Cockat.
Dave,
Cockat.
Dave,
Cockat.
Cockat.
What?
Cockat.
What the fuck do you want, Dave?
Dave, I want you, dude.
Cockat.
Cockat.
You can keep saying that too.
Dave, try and stop me.
Dave.
Cockat.
Cockat.
Yeah?
Dave.
When did you, like...
Dave.
Start wanting to do this?
Cockat.
Cockat.
I don't know, really.
Cockat.
It just sort of happened.
Cockat.
You're so fucking frustrating sometimes, but I knew I didn't really hate you.
Cockat.
The reason you kept getting under my skin became sort of obvious after a while.
Dave.
It's the tight pants, isn't it?
Cockat.
Cockat.
Yes, Dave. I have a fetish for skinny humans who dress like complete tools.
Cockat.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you put up with my shit and make me feel like a half-decent person for a change, all while making me laugh so hard I almost pee my practical grey pants.
Cockat.
I was inexorably drawn to you by the awesome gravitational pull of your non-existent ass.
Dave.
I knew it.
Dave.
With great glutes comes great responsibility.
Dave.
Dave.
You think we'll be okay?
Dave.
I don't want to fuck this up.
Dave.
You know.
Dave.
Usual Strider style.
Dave. AKA pouring out never-ending torrents of inappropriate babbling about how fucking gay it is that I want to smooch your face off.
Cockat.
We'll be fine.
Cockat.
After all, I've finally found a way to make you stop talking.
Cockat.
It turns out I do have a function in this stupid game.
Cockat.
Protecting everyone else from drowning in your endless word vomit.
Dave.
Cockat Vantus, silencer of dorks.
Dave.
Cool.
Dave.
Feel free to spam the shutting Dave up combo, by the way.
Cockat.
Don't worry, I will.
Cockat.
I'm looking forward to some peace and quiet. The end. Thanks for listening. You can find the post for this podfic on AO3, where I'm called Brickgrass. And there you can leave feedback for me or the author if you want.